Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is dive, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Starting off with that Kill Say Mars, and welcome once again to none other than Al Porter. Man in the Street, Chapter 11. Verse 43. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who are listening to Blog Talk Radio or 3342 on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. Sending in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Motley, J-R with a period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica for classic episodes. Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook producer Pete Weeks. That's Facebook Pete Weeks. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. Tomorrow's guest, straight from the Hip Hop Workshop, Nightbreed. You could always Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter, J.R. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube Miss Commentary, Cleveland, that www.templabor.org, or check out on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Also, thelogtv.com. Twitter page is Al Porter JR1, or also on Twitter, Grandpa Rapper, at Grandpa Rapper 1. Now, let's take a look at our top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Last week, the Battle of the Land playoff should have been, if I'm not mistaken, number 5. Now, let's see, we've got a lot of honorable mentions that will probably crack the top 10 because they will be pushing some things out. So one of the things that's on there, and I'll get to that sooner than later, I promise you that. But I'll do that at the end of the program. Honorable mention, Guarantee Mo told ya. Also honorable mention, debuting Facebook, The Gift of Art. Another honorable mention, and I'll get to the announcement of what's going on and how you can be a part of it and all of that. Facebook, BMA, Bus, Car, Caravan to City Hall. Get to that before the evening ends. Honorable mention is Facebook fundraiser for Headlines and Headaches. Now, number 10, debuting the Musketeers meet and greet. They had something for political candidates. Number 9 would be the OPN night. Number 8, debuting. I think the OPN night was last Saturday evening. Number 8, debuting. Brick House Wellness had a political meet and greet, which was pretty strong. Also debuting was All Sweetest Day Activities. There are a lot of promotions for a lot of different things on that. Number 6, moving up, it was on Facebook, BLK Joy V1. I guess version 1, that was last Saturday, the legendary Daniel Gray Kantar. That was 6. Number 5, Chantel Brown had a legacy event. Number 4, debuting all Columbus Day activities, Indigenous Peoples Day activities. Number 3, moving up, the East Cleveland tribute to Silver B the past Saturday. I'll get into that before the evening is over because I need to read a lot of people who were involved with that. Number 2, because it was that major, it was the Battle of the Land finals that happened inside Tower City Hundreds. That was entertainment and all of that. Number 1, moving up, Facebook, Women's March Cleveland's Women's Wave March OCT 8 2022 rally in March last Saturday. That was large. With that being said, with hundreds down there, media attention, candidates, didn't come bigger. I'm going to go to the first phone caller. We're going to get everybody on here this evening. That 216-727 to start things out. 216-727. Who's on with us this evening?
Hi, everybody out there. My name is Jelandia. This is Brenda Fulmer. They call me Queen B. And to my colleagues out to the radio station right there right now. And Radio Lane, how everybody doing out there?
Doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm blessed by the best. Yes. I'm sorry I did not make it to the events because every time I try to get there, something always come up. So I'm going to press my way this time. I'm not going to let nothing stop me no more. So I love everybody. I don't have no hate bone in my heart, but I, like I said, I love everybody. So to my colleagues out there, to Al, to Ronnie B., to Dante Taylor, and to the whole gang out there. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. All I can say is, y'all remember, always put God in front with anything and with everything you do because he don't know how a specific person. He made us all, and he love us all. That's all I got to say. He loves us all. He do not have no special person in this world because he do have the whole world in his hand. The whole world in his hand. Remember that. Not half of the world. The whole entire world. From north to south to east to west. I mean, there's a lot of fighting going on in Russia again. Putin, I don't know what's going on with him. He need to get it together. He needs to put God in front. I'm so tired of that man. I don't know what to do.
I hear you.
But I guess I ain't the only one tired of him, but I hope he get his heart right. That's all I can say. Get it right.
Right.
Get it right with God. Get it right. I mean, Yeah, I mean, you can't get mad with everybody, and that's what it looks like. You're getting mad with the whole entire world, and not only that, but his own people and everybody else. So,
right.
I don't know. But like I said, I love everybody. I don't hate nobody. You know, I don't have no hate tire in my bone and everything. And God bless each and every one of y'all, and too, not only what's going on, what we do, for all the kids in school as well. We see prayer over them too, as every day they walk through those doors getting their education. Each and every one from K to 12 to the university to the college, you know, all of them.
Right.
Every last one of them. Every last one of them, yeah. Well, all I can say, you guys, I'm finna sign off right now. God bless each and every one out there. And Lorraine, and excuse me, so time to us tonight out there in the in radio land. May God bless you and keep you. I'm signing off right now to Queen D. Peace out.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. Peace. And as a matter of fact, here's the thing about what I do. My thing is I appreciate everyone who calls in. I do. I appreciate everyone who calls in. And when I see this, the 740, a 740 area code with the 706, my thing is this. Everybody knows when this program is. It says it starts at 9 o'clock, so call in at 9 o'clock, and that's how you get on the air. So with that being said, let's go to this 740 area code with the 706. Who am I talking to out there?
You got December Rose on the air.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the same December Rose who has been coming to the hip-hop workshop?
It is, Al.
You have danced at the hip-hop workshop. You have done one-woman plays at the workshop. You came through and stole a scene from when, hold on, Kaya Dog filming Episode 1, and you came out there and was the mic runner for a certain segment. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, good evening, and I'm just really thrilled to be here, okay? I want to thank you for the invite. So, I don't know. I guess we could start with who am I? Right? Who's December Rose?
Yes. because nobody is really surprised at what you've done. You were standout at the tribute to Silver. B in the mix. Tribute that East Cleveland did. And nobody's surprised because how did I miss something that my staff said, you shouldn't have missed this. Pieces of Me, the movie, December Rose, Sophia, he beat me until God got the news. Talk to me about who is December Rose.
Ooh, okay. So the movie you have not missed as of yet, Al, because we are in production. We're in that phase of just getting things together and funds and financing and all of that. But before the movie, there was the play. Now, the play was just phenomenal. It was an all-female cast. And when I tell you that I was just honored to be in the midst of, we're talking about world-class actresses. We had L.A. Bailey, Mazisha Draper, Christina Johnson, who's done a number of things at Kiramu, Yvette France, Denise Penn, I'm telling you. And then we also had, I had the privilege of being with Donnie Lene. Oh, forgive me, her other name I think is Hunter now, but recording artist, wonderful, wonderful. And there was nothing but love in that. And we played out different scenarios, very real stories, true stories, different things that happen, the lives of several women in the city of Cleveland. So we're talking about from murder, drug abuse, homelessness, domestic violence, stuff with fidelity, infidelity, things in the church and all of that. But these are all true and very real stories.
Wow.
And so now to go into the movie, there's the expansion. So we have our original cast, but then there's the expansion to be able to have the stories totally unfold, each of these different stories. And I'm just really thrilled to be in the mix of that as well. And I want to say with that, excuse me, I want to encourage each and every one of us to support our base, support Cleveland, support your actors and actresses, your talent, your artists that are here, because there's such an abundance of talent right here. And so as far as, I'm going to do a quick plug on this, as far as if you want to know how you can support production and be a part of our film, you can just reach out to Dr. Pamelia Tyree. That's 216-240-7028, 216-240-7028, Dr. Pamelia Tyree, and say you want to know what you can do to help in the production of our film. Something else? Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something else?
Yep, please continue on, and then let me know about this Boldly She Lives. Now continue on.
Okay. Man, Boldly She Lives was a presentation. It's an ongoing thing. But this particular presentation is by Building Hope in the City in conjunction with Renovare Music. Now, that is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit that's right here in the city of Cleveland. And Renovare Music, they basically share music at the highest level of artistry, diverse settings, innovative programs. It's to cultivate and reconcile communities. And they actually do teaching in the prisons, leading worship, performing, things like that. So the part where they reached out to me was about a documentary songwriting session. The process is awesome. I had never heard of, they call it docu-songs. I had never heard of that before. But that's a scenario of bringing live music where it might not otherwise exist, and an individual is telling their story or a part of their story, and it's put to music and then performed. So with me, I agreed to do the docu-song, and I was included in every part of the process. So there's Lelia Mangione, she's the violinist, and Rebecca Schesberger, the celloist. And they both do vocals. So it started the process with me just asking me how much I wanted to share about my life, which I did. And it was actually typed in real time as I was talking about it. And then I watched on the screen as it was cut down, edited and edited and edited to actually become a song. Music put behind it. I could choose whether I wanted it to be a stronger sound, faster, slower, louder, softer, that kind of thing. So I was actively involved in the entire process of creating DocuSong, even to the point of where I named it at the end, which is
wow.
Trust Over Trauma. And then they actually performed it this past summer at one of the gatherings of Boldly She Lives. They performed my song, complete with the music, the words, and there is also, there's also a little scan code, I can't think what the name is, where you can actually go online and see the lyrics. So
wow.
That was like this really awesome experience right there. Yeah.
I am going to say I've run my mouth enough. I have. So what I'll do is if there's anything that you feel you haven't spoke on, I'll give you at least 2 minutes to do that, and followed up by how people can follow, join in, promote, and be a part of your movement.
Okay, thank you so much, Al. So let me do, in no particular order, just kind of snippets here and there. I wrote a program, a workshop called Problem Solving Through Poetry. I created that, and it's flexible programming. So initially, the Warrensville Heights Y let me create my own platform to do that workshop there. And it was, I went in the door just asking if I could kind of piggyback off of the hip-hop workshop that was there for the summer. And the youth director just decided to give me more freedom and said, you know, just go. We're going to let you create your own platform. That was a blessing in certain. And so it was ages 8 through 16. And it was teaches. I used it for the individuals who are in the room. So when I say flexible programming, I literally designed the workshop to who is present at that time. So it was ages 16. And some weeks I'd go in there, and I never knew who was going to be there. So that was kind of interesting. So sometimes I'd go in there, and it would be all females. Other times it would be males and females, and then the ages would vary. Sometimes I'd have people as young as 8 and 9, in there along with 15, 16-year-olds, and then other times I'd only have 14 to 16. So based on who was in the room at that time, that's how I would gear what would get their attention. But poetry would always be the vehicle of delivery. And they were able to learn how to use poetry as a coping skill, how to increase positive decision-making, how to express themselves through written and verbal communication. And then at the end, also team building, because I did have them work together to create poetry as well. And so at the end of the session, they would do a recital. They were able to invite in family, friends, neighbors, whomever they wanted to, and have them present to be able to hear what they had created. And so that was like a fun time. You know, we had refreshments, of course, pizza and all that good stuff. Excuse me. And so something that I didn't know is that MyCom, the community resource brochure, had included my program, Problem Solving Through Poetry, in their information. And I just happened to see it when I went into the Warrensville Heights Library. And I was just really, you know, really honored and just proud. So another scenario is I created a workshop called Creativity, the number 8, Tiva-T. TEA that you drink. That I just actually did about a month ago with the senior community in Parma. And creativity is creating a collage while enjoying your favorite iced tea. And so with that scenario, yeah, it was just something, a fun thing to do, very colorful because I love different colors. And so I did that. And the senior community seemed to really enjoy it very much. There were individuals that never made a collage type thing, and they were just really thrilled. I told them there's no right or wrong way. It's you. It's your creation. So however you feel, whatever you want to do with it, that's fine. So they were glad to be able to have that at the end to be able to take back with them. Something else is, what is that? Oh, that's what it was. Okay, Victim to Survivor. Victim to Survivor, thing that my daughter, Courtney Hauser, created. It was based on her book, her life story. From that, it became an annual women's conference. So last fall, with Victim to Survivor, and it is for, they have done a lot of things in the city of Cleveland with the shelters, helping women that have experienced different types of abuse be able to move on from that state of victim to becoming a survivor.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of my daughter with that. And so she and I partnered together last fall, and she had me to actually do a workshop that I had created called Pink Chocolate. And Pink Chocolate is actually part of something called Gemstone Dynasty. And I have three workshops inside of that. They're collective, or they can actually, they're fine on their own. So there's the Blinging Out Your Inner Diamond, then there's Pink Chocolate, and there's Blue Sapphire. And so with Blinging Out Your Inner Diamond, that's a prevention scenario helping one to see, it's really, I'm going to say, aimed females, because okay. there's such a challenge with self-esteem. And so it's aimed at, that one is aimed at being able to just see the brilliant individual that you are and to let that shine. Pink Chocolate, which I did at the Victim to Survivor retreat, that's about self-care, self-love. And so that's a maintenance component, I call it. Being able to learn how to love yourself, take care of yourself. And so there are various exercise and interaction and coloring, actually coloring, was enjoyed by the ladies there. I used some different techniques from trauma-informed expressive art because that's something that I'm certified in on two levels of trauma-informed expressive art and learning how to be able to, that self-modified hug that I did, Al, at the workshop.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the things that I learned in expressive arts. And so there's just a lot of different ways that the brain can connect to tell the body and help heal the body through different scenarios in trauma. Then the other workshop is called Blue Sapphire, and that's about resilience. After something has happened, being able to bounce back, encouraging that bounce back, celebrating that bounce back. And so the other thing that I'm so proud and happy to be a part of is HER. HER stands for Healing Empowerment Resources. And
okay.
so that is, so my daughter, Courtney Hauser, and her best friend, Christian Bailey, which we affectionately call KB, they are the founders of HER. And with that, the mission there is to be able to provide women and teens of color high-quality, trauma-informed, and culturally competent healing and empowerment resources. And so with that scenario, they have actually, just in this first part of this year, been able to do a six-week Healed University group at Collinwood High School. Collinwood actually happens to be one of my former high schools when I was, you know, in school.
Gotcha.
I was honored to help in the roundup this summer, as the school year ended, to help be a facilitator with Healed University, which is through her. And this fall that we're in now, I'm excited and just waiting for the go to be able to do problem solving with poetry with the younger people, the little people in the school system, the Cleveland school system. That's I'm excited about that, looking forward to that, and it's a passion for me, just being able to help people, especially us females, many levels, you know, and the younger that we can do that and encourage and support that, then it's really a wonderful thing for a child who becomes an adult to know that she is valued and loved. And so basically, I guess I would say I kind of dabble here and there, acting, poetry, choreography, dancing, expressive arts. And when I'm not doing some of this and some of that, I get time to relax and enjoy being a mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.
You know something? Because you said those things, and I do believe that some of those commercials, you should be the new face to replace the old faces of Elizabeth Taylor and others, because you've been very, very blessed. With that being said, those old Oil of Olay and other commercials, they need to definitely talk to you. Tell me, before I go to my other phone callers who are on the line, how can people follow your movement, be a part, or join in? Wow.
Okay. So you can look me up on Facebook, December Rose, in parentheses it says CIE. On Instagram, it is C_December_Rose. So again, the IG is CIE_DECEMBER_ROSE, and Facebook December Rose. You can also reach me through email. It will be problemsolvingthroughpoetry@gmail.com. That's problemsolvingthroughpoetry@gmail.com. Otherwise, 216-220-4970, 216-220-4970, or Dr. Pamelia Tyree at 216-240-7028, 216-240-7028.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate the programs. I look forward to watching you continue to rise like a phoenix. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, Al, thank you ever so much for having me. I appreciate you. Peace.
Peace. This is such a phenomenal night so far. I want the 216-270 to be ready to go, but I'm going to that 216-205. 216-205. What is going on this fine, fantastic evening?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm about to get on the plane, get out of Cleveland, bro.
Oh, man, what's happening?
I found out they was making money in other states.
Oh, You know something? I'm so glad to hear your voice officially. Who are
you?
Well,
I'm going to wake everybody up. I'm not putting nobody to sleep. This is going to be the sweetest 5 minutes of your night. It's going to charge you up to where your alarm don't even go off. I'm just going to wake you up. You're going to wake up at 5 and 6 in the morning for some incredible reason. I'm so excited to be a guest. Haven't been on home radio in a while. Some life changes and definitely positive ones. And I want to thank you, Mr. Al Porter, man of the streets, for letting me on your show. And by how many people listening right now? About 20,000?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Now, what you want to know?
I want to know about this October. I'm excited about Positive Music Month. Break it down to me.
I mean, just with my changes, I was thinking about not even doing it this year. This is about the fourth or fifth year. I didn't lose count that I've dedicated 30 days to positive music and stopping the violence and trying to bring up the awareness of what my least black sisters and brothers are doing to each other and taking something you can't get back, which is another human life. And I feel like a healing, besides great music and inspirational music, is employment. With temp labor, Mr. Adams, you know, I'm a teacher of construction in the field. I have an in-the-field school, and I try to teach young men and ladies the different opportunities to get involved with the unions and get involved with general contractors and investors and start a career in the trades rather than being out here selling dope, getting mad and shooting and killing each other, because everybody don't just necessarily get that college degree and get educated and get a, you know, gainful employment. So, you know, everybody can't run to a factory, but there's just a straight shortage of great tradesmen in the city of Cleveland, multiple apartments and roadways being built and all types of opportunities. So I just stay focused on that with temp labor, Mr. Adams, and that's what I want to talk about, healing through music and healing through employment, entrepreneurship, because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So if you got money, you shouldn't be out here hurting nobody, robbing, killing, and stealing.
Telling the truth on that. And I am a person who, when I needed it, I was able to work through the trades, through you and what you offered. So I am definitely a testimony to that fact. So please break that part down further. What causes you to be so committed to that?
Say that again. What causes,
what causes
what?
You committed to what it is that you do, that healing through employment?
Well, if you look at the statistics about, you know, black-on-black crime in Cleveland alone, and then you weigh that against what's happening across America, and you weigh that against what's happening across the world, especially with the Ukraine war, there has been a tremendous lack of respect for life. I mean, the value of life has just went down like it's a video game. Just press the button, shoot and kill. And, you know, The American family is falling apart. Marriages don't last like they used to. Everything's a microwave age. Instantly I love you, instantly I hate you, let's break up. And the generations is being lost, you know. So I think that when you're looking at where can you fit in to be a part of the solution, you know, I've been a carpenter off and on my whole life. I started when I was 8 working for some people. And as I became an adult, you know, anytime a job didn't work out for me because of what I learned, I was always able to go back to the trade. So I don't try to reinvent the wheel all the time. I stick with what I know, and that's what I know. I know that, you know, by working with the unions, you know, Local 425 as a carpenter and observing what's going on with the statistics, you got the welders union, you got the pipe fitting union, you got all these unions, and they have a huge shortage of skilled trades because everybody want to do an app right now. Everybody want to sing or rap, but everybody can't do that. But a lot of people are talking about there ain't no work and there's no jobs. Yes, there's plenty of jobs. You might have to get physical. You might have to, you know, work out in the cold sometimes, but at the end of the day, they pay swell. I mean, something you could raise a family on, and that's what I want to be, you know, my message is stay focused, get the money you need to take care of your family and enjoy and live life and celebrate life and encourage life and lift the next person up. And don't be a part of this genocide that's been programmed through multiple types of ways of, you know, negative music and movies and the impression that some of these video games have on undeveloped minds. You know, so many things that's misfearing our children and our youth.
I thank you for taking a strong stand based on facts. And that is the absolute truth. You're taking a strong stand based on facts. So what else is it you feel we have to know, what we need to know?
Well, all I want to do now is, ask you, is there music on your show?
Oh, yes, sir.
Can I hear AMI for my positive song? You know who made that, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, when can the audience hear it? I want that to be a part of my interview. AMI.
You know something? I'm going to look that up to throw that off before I head out. So I appreciate that.
And that's all I need. And that's all I need to say. And this is Mr. Adams. This is Cyrus D. Adams, Cleveland, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio with Al Porter, the man of the streets, on the front line, risking his life, speaking out for the people. Once again, my condolences to the late, great Silver B. Bill Richards and Lawrence Craft. And we just want to, you know, bow our heads right quick, because that's been my mentor. I didn't get a chance to say nothing, but I miss Brother Bill. He took me into schools, let me perform when I was a young man. Next thing you know, he had me speaking at the schools, and I'll never forget. He said, keep it positive. He encouraged me to get behind the vote and spreading vote knowledge. And, hey, that's a great one. But other than that, healing through music, healing through employment. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Stop the violence for the next all these days of October. That's what we're going to be doing.
I appreciate that message. Thank you so much, brother.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. I sure will. Peace. And I had said a few things about how to get in touch with that templabor.org from the very beginning, the Log TV Network. I'm going to that 216-270, followed by the 216-412, 216-270. You're on live. Talk to me.
How y'all doing out here in Radio Land? This is Dontez Taylor from the family with Black on Black. I just came from a big city council meeting.
What happened?
Yes, and I spoke at city council and I spoke on how they should get prayer back into city council like they used to have it. And I talked about St. Vincent and Charity, how they should support St. Vincent and Charity and make sure it stays open. The workers are coming down there saying, leave it open. Get it, stay it open. Do what you got to do to keep this. We don't want to go. We don't want to leave St. Vincent and Charity. We want to stay here to help our people in our community. That's what they want. And I hope that one day that Black on Black and all of us can go out there and do a march in front of St. Vincent and Charity and show them that they have people that's right here for them.
Put it in the universe, which you just did.
That's right, because we're going to do it, and we got to do it. Like we going to be downtown tomorrow. We're going to be on town at City Hall about Sharon Williams. We should be down there same way about St. Vincent and Charity. And we got to hurry up because they're trying to close us in November 15th. Giving it for Christmas. We got to fight to keep our people going. And we don't want them to be moved, shift from this hospital to all over the place, because the people across the street from St. Vincent Charity need them. People down the street need them. Everybody needs St. Vincent and Charity. I've been to St. Vincent and Charity and been checked out because I couldn't get down to University Hospital.
Right. East, west, north, south side needed. I hear you.
Yes, Yes, all our hospitals are leaving on this side of town. Now what we gonna do? Is we gonna let the unions and everybody else just shove out and leave, or are we gonna fight until we can keep it?
Or we will fight keep it.
That's right. We that's why we're putting the pressure on city council right now that we need. If you ain't gonna do, move out the way and let somebody else they're gonna do out here. That's right. And I talked about how we need to get a building and a street name for Silver B. Richards too.
Okay.
Cause we do. Cause he's been a great legacy. He done built up people. He done built me up. He built up a lot of people. And I know when they put a name like he is on a building or a name of a street, it ain't gonna be taken down because it was good.
I hear you. Anything else on? You've hit me with some hard things, Dantes.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to be at the table. I want black on black at the table and everything else so we can know what's going on, so we know where to help out at and do what we got to do. We are the most courageous organization, and we have our own headquarters at 15415 Kiffany Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And we meet every Wednesday, unless it's a holiday. We meet every Wednesday. Yes, we do. And we meet at 7:15. Doors open 7:30. It starts, And everybody can come to this meeting because we have a wheelchair ramp now. That are in wheelchairs to walkers, they can get here and get in on this meeting. These are the best meetings ever. That's right. And I want to say for 2023, at the end of 2023, I want to see that Black on Black Crime Incorporated has $60,000 going into 2024.
Okay, you said
so
it
we
before.
Can go out here and do stuff in our community and everything else and all that great stuff and we're gonna raise that same amount. Try to raise that same amount for family to family so we can. Continue to help our families out here right now. We help our family. We don't help them just one day. We help them 365 days.
Okay.
We are out here when y'all think some of us asleep, some of us out there in the trenches.
Tell the truth.
Our president is out there in the trenches all the time doing his work. Art McCoy out there. Family to family is out there. We all out there trying to make it better for our community. And if y'all need to touch family to family, call us at 216-270-2019. And that's Dante Taylor. And Commentary Cleveland is at 216-972-2972. We are out here to help our people and everything else. And we have a program called Man to Man. We're going to start a Man to Man back up.
Yeah.
In 2023, Man to Man going to be strong. We're going to have a strong, where we can mentor our young men. And we're gonna start a woman to woman thing too, where the women can mentor the little girls out here too. So we can make it out here. We got Black Men's Army, and we got Women's Army. So we are expanding every day and everything else. And come and look at the Wall of Sorrow too for Judy Martin. Now keep Judy Martin in our prayers too, that one day she'll be back with us so we can do what we gotta do. And everything else. That's what we do. We have so much going on. And one day they might bring back the Love Fest, and I hope the Love Fest can be right there on Kipling, where we can shut down the streets and lose our own lot that we have to do the Love Fest.
Then I better go to the last two phone callers, and I thank you so much.
And God bless you, and have a nice and prosperous day. And don't forget, God loves everybody and everything else. And my campaign manager for my campaign will be none other than Major Tats. And we about to start some stuff in 2023 to get ready for 2025. And we're going to make it, and we're going to break it. God bless. And God bless.
Yes, indeed. Now let me try to get these last two callers in, starting with a 216-412. 216-412. What's going on?
What's up? That's Big Bro. Big Bro can go. That's Dominic's
Teddy
right there. Yeah, he ready, running mm-hmm. again, 2024. And yes, I am his campaign manager. This is Major Taps. Shout out to everybody. Very excited for tomorrow, you know. But this is one thing. All of us around Cleveland that have been invited and that plan on going out just to for the rally and stuff. We going down there to, you know, solve a situation. You know, when it comes to where the taxpayer dollars are going,
mm-hmm.
the Sherman Williams thing. You know, my thing is though. Once we go down there, you know, because we need to learn how to respect our communities and what the reason why I'm saying this is because we can always have an excuse. Well, the reason why taxpayer dollars are going here and there, or you haven't seen anything being done with inside the communities, because, well, if we go and put money towards that, all you guys are going to do, all you people are going to do is go mess them up. So with that being said, we need to let's stop damaging, messing up our communities, littering, vandalizing, writing graffiti and stuff. I mean, come on. You don't get those
right.
in them suburbs. You don't see none of that in them suburbs.
Right.
And you got to understand, that's probably why certain people of certain ethnicities don't want certain black people inside of their communities, because, oh, here they come. I go damage stuff. I can give you plenty of examples. You got Maple Heights. You even got Shaker. It's like when you add a bunch of black people that don't know no better, you know, into
mm-hmm.
a community, you know, they get on Section 8 out in the suburbs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They like to mess up stuff and vandalize stuff. You know what I mean? How you doing? What's going on? What's up?
Hey, how you?
On the radio. Hey, say what's up.
So I'll say
what's your rap name?
Hey.
Rose. Hey, yo.
Yes.
I know she's young, she's beautiful, she's talented, this young lady by the name of Rose and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I just talk about the radio and everything, though. But, yeah, let me be brief. Hold on, one moment.
I love live radio. You never know what might happen.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, we go down there and we protest and do this rally thing, like...
Mm-hmm.
Just keep your families and stuff in check in line. Like I said, they can come back and say stuff about it. This is why you got all this stuff going on
right.
and everything. You know what I'm saying? You got Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. I'm good on both of them. You know what I'm saying? All lives matter. You feel what I mean? But we can't keep on blaming other cultures when we're doing it to ourselves, though. It's contradicting ourselves, you know?
Right.
So we're going down there for a purpose. I feel pumped up and excited to go down there. And so let's make things happen and stuff. Let's quit talking about it and let's be about it. So... That being said,
right.
I'm Major Taps, and I will see y'all later. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk a little bit about that event that's coming up tomorrow morning. But before I do, let's give the 216-424, 216-424, the last couple of minutes. What's going on?
Black Hawk Sound last couple of minutes, Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black Hawk Sound, just right now dropped a new track. Sorry for the last track that I dropped on the Thug Side, but I told everybody for the last year, last time I checked, for the last year I am an entertainer. Y'all, as fans, y'all respect movie artists, people like Nicki Minaj, all these type of people. Snoop Dogg, when he made his God song, and then 3 months later made a song about HOEs. But we still respect these artists. And I'm just throwing it out there. I make all type of music. If I'm losing fans because I'm so desperate to be the artist that I always wanted to be, then I guess I'm going to lose a lot of you. But other than that, this song right here, hopefully I can keep you. And it's another God song. Please like it. I'm not trying to play. Once again, I'm entertaining like every other human. Joseph Motley Jr. make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Thank you so much for calling in to let us know what's going on. And I'm looking forward to that. Let me at least do my follow-through with what I'm supposed to do. For those who may have seen it on Facebook, the BMA bus, car, caravan, the City Hall, this is what's going to happen at 15415 Kipling Avenue with a 44110 right around the corner from Collinwood, which December Rose mentioned having a successful program at. As a matter of fact, Man to Man with Black House Sound, Black Man's Army, we had a nice program at Collinwood a couple of seasons ago. And so Tuesday, October 11th, okay, let me be frank. Tomorrow morning, people, thank you. The Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 9 a.m. We will have pastries, coffee, music from the DJ Red, Black, and Green on the sound system Brick House Wellness provided, and the creator of the F&D Dance, as we will leave out at 10 a.m. sharp to join Reverend Al Sharpton from the National Action Network and Dr. Charles Steele Jr. from SCLC as they and other high-profile officials come to Cleveland, Ohio to urge the mayor and city council to show the public where taxpayer dollars are being spent on the Sherwin-Williams new global headquarters construction and why a legitimate black-owned firm wasn't named a key partner. It's about jobs in the labor field of what was spoke about earlier from templabor.org, Mr. Cyrus Adams. Please come to the BMA, Black on Black Crime Headquarters, to either ride with Black Man Army members such as the Twins, Brother Ted, Major Tabs, Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime Inc. members, Al Porter Jr., Lauren, BWA members, Ms. Maybach, Vanetta. Once the bus is packed, we will still use an automobile caravan behind the BMA bus and head to the steps of City Hall, Cleveland, to show a sign of unity and power. What I will do is do what I've done in the past. I will definitely take the time and read maybe next week some of all of the people who came out to the East Cleveland tribute for Silver Richards. My thing is there are so many positive songs, so many different songs that we've gotten a chance to put out. It's been a blessing. My thing is I just enjoy life the way it is. I'm in a very happy mood. So why not do something that is, I will say, in a nice little mood. My thing is, again, I appreciate all those people who called in. I thank you very much. And, hey, let's leave out on this. Just
bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards. G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh. That I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real kings have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D, took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a. 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 Bow wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.